How to Smell a Rat. The Five Signs of Financial Fraud. Authors: Ken Fisher with Laura Hoffmans. The good news is fraudsters often follow the same basic playbook. Learn the playbook and know how to ask the right questions, and financial fraud can be easy to detect and avoid. Sometimes the return of your money is simply a lot more important than the return on your money. The five signs showing that your money manager or advisor might now be or could evolve into a swindling rat. 1. Your advisor also has custody of your assets. 2. Returns are consistently great, almost too good to be true. 3. Investing strategy isn't understandable or too complicated to describe. 4. Your advisor promotes benefits like exclusivity that don't impact results. 5. You didn't do your own due diligence, but a trusted intermediary did. Good fences make good neighbors. To avoid being victimized by a future Madoff-style Ponzi scheme, that's the single best advice. You have to build a great fence against financial fraud. History's biggest cases have one thing in common. The money manager or financial advisor also acts as the bank, broker, or dealer, holding and supposedly safekeeping the assets he or she manages. Clients didn't deposit the money with a third party. They deposited the money directly with the decision maker. Then, it's the decision maker's responsibility not only to decide to buy this stock and not that, but also to keep and account for the money and all securities that may be owned. In taking custody, the advisor entity literally has the ability to spend the money in any way it sees fit, or take it out the back door and disappear. Some start honest, but later fall to the temptation to exaggerate returns. That doesn't mean there aren't valid reasons to combine custody with decision-making at the same firm. There are, but you must confirm a rock-solid, nuclear-proof firewall exists between the two functions. Otherwise, it's simply a disaster waiting to happen. History is littered with rats, big and small, who helped themselves to client money, whether the clients had millions or a few thousand. Honest money managers and decision-makers aren't ashamed of admitting their mistakes. Fraudsters claim not just fake returns, but fake returns that are consistently high, positive and better than what you could normally get from markets, no matter what stocks, bonds, or other principal securities do. Their stated return history tends to be very non-volatile, smooth, soft, and dreamlike, the very image of return without risk, which is what everyone wants. How to tell a pro from a con. The difference between a legit advisor and a scamster is that a legitimate pro will manage some stated benchmark of some form you can understand. Your manager should have a stated benchmark. Have a reasonable record of past performance. Explain deviations from the benchmark that link to overall strategy with the benchmark and the performance history. You can measure whether an advisor does a consistently good job or not. Average returns aren't normal. Normal returns are extreme. Some folks have a hard time differentiating between a thief and a portfolio that's down a lot. You used to have a million, and now you have half a million. What's the difference between that and a thief stealing half your money? Investing in securities involves a risk of loss, period. Single stocks can and do get halved overnight, or go to zero. That's not a sign of illegality. It's just a sign of normal risk in an asset class that's historically delivered superior long-term returns. Market volatility, however, isn't rare. Perfectly healthy single stocks can experience wild price swings in good economic times and bad. Con rats know precious few investors have spent much time deeply studying capital market intricacies. Most investors who hire professionals do so because living their lives takes precedence. For many, advanced investing tactics can intimidate, maybe to the point they won't ask questions because they don't want to seem like they aren't in the know. Not admitting you don't understand may save your ego, but it can eliminate all your money, 110% of it. The other 10% comes if you're silly enough to hire a lawyer to chase an embezzler. While there's never anything to collect large enough relative to the cost of litigation to make it worth doing, rats play in confusing strategies to keep clients from questioning them too closely. A non-rat advisor will never hesitate to openly discuss strategy because a good strategy should be straightforward. If your advisor doesn't or can't explain the strategy more simply, be suspicious. This is a common rat tactic. Maybe your advisor is duly registered to both render advice and custody assets, and you think they have good reason for it. All wrong. If these are part of the sales pitch, sold to you somehow as benefits, be suspicious. Showy show-offs. Showy displays, like a fancy office, that don't accomplish anything for anyone could be a sign a manager isn't as efficient with client fees as he could be, or otherwise has his priorities potentially out of whack. If it's over the top, then it could be suspicious. Maybe flashy displays seem harmless, and they can be. A posh office is by no means a sign of embezzlement. But if managers go out of their way to aggrandize themselves and make a point of that in their marketing and sales, ask, what are they trying to prove? What is it that they want me to think about them? You, yourself, and no one else must do due diligence before handing over any sum of money. Check the guy out. If someone else signed off, don't think you needn't look closely yourself. Or maybe you didn't realize someone else's due diligence wasn't as rigorous as it ought to be, or that the SEC isn't some form of social insurance against fraud, or that the auditor might not have audited the reality of the returns, but instead simply the financial condition of the firm. Helping those who help themselves. Unfriendly friends. Friends are great, but no matter how deep your relationship or how much you think they know about business or investing, a recommendation from friends is not due diligence. Con artists know folks are likely to trust referrals from friends and are very good at working that angle. While fine for finding a mechanic or a babysitter, this is a grave mistake when it comes to investing. Shortcuts can cut you. It's tempting to look for shortcuts, including when hiring someone to manage your money. But by relying on friends, politicians, the SEC, or others to sign off an advisor, you open yourself to risk. Don't let anyone in between you and the ultimate decision maker. Some advisors may help you rat themselves out simply with their attitude about the SEC. Madoff reportedly got nervous when the SEC called, insisting employees wear their best suits. No reason to get nervous or put on a show for the SEC unless you're up to something. It's just normal in this business for the SEC to look into your firm periodically. The SEC looking isn't a red flag. Getting bent about it is. You want a firm that welcomes the SEC with open arms, is open about it with clients, and shows no fear. Ultimately, who you hire is your decision. You have to protect yourself. Market volatility can be tough to take, but every bear market is followed by a bull market. You can overcome bear markets with some time and toughness. But if you hire a rat who successfully embezzles, you may never see a dime of your money again. Knowing the signs of financial fraud is your ultimate defense against hiring a rat.